This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Happy holidays. Hello. Welcome back. This is Everything Else, episode number 17, the finale. It's the grand finale. Don't cry. Don't. Hey. No. Choke back those tears. All things have to come to an end. Wow, that took a minute. Rusty boy. This is the end. Bye-bye. This is it. This is the end. Only the end for this year. A little bit of love some dramatics. A little bit of a dramatic ending. This is the last episode of season one of Everything Else. The final episode of the year before your boy logs out. Goes in search of some snow, cozies on up to a winter film. That's what he's about to do. Go spend some time with some family, go log out, go refresh, and then in January, I'll be back. So I had to jump on one last time just to kind of wrap things up. It felt weird to just like stop, even though low-key, that's kind of what I felt like doing. I'm like, I think I'm done. I think I'm ready for like a couple weeks to creatively get myself in a new mindset. But yeah, I wanted to hop on here to do like one final episode. It's going to be a little bit different. I'll catch you guys up on what I've been up to since I missed last week. And yeah, I'll just catch you up. But it's going to be a very chill episode. Sit back. Not a lot of chaos. I know I'm known for it, but let's just wrap things up while the year wraps and winds down. Let's go for it. These past couple weeks, I've been just in full holiday mode. December is like this every year. It just like the last 2 months of the year or so go by so quickly. They creep up on you, and all of a sudden, before you know it, 2 weeks and the year's over. I don't know where the time goes. I don't know what I've even done. Do you ever have those days where you think like, did I do anything today? I know I did, but could I list what it was? Nope, have no idea. So that's kind of what the last like month has felt like. It's just like, what the fuck is going on? What is happening? In a good way. Like, I feel like I've done a lot of like festive fun things, seen a lot of friends, done a few holiday related things, and yeah, but I don't know what's happening. I feel like I'm letting go of control on this year, and I'm ready for the next one. I personally love a page turn. I love New Year's because I'm ready for this. I want to be at the starting line. Like, I love the visual metaphor of me standing on January 1st thinking I have the whole year ahead of me. It's a new page. It's a new chapter. Anything could happen. What happened last year, it's in the past. It's done. Even if it was amazing, it's done. It doesn't matter. Let's start over. There's something about that refresh that I look forward to so much. So I'm stoked for Christmas and for New Year's and for all the holidays to wrap up and for the new year to begin. It's actually a very strange day here in Los Angeles. I'm looking out right now. It's like 1 p.m. and it's dark outside because it's been raining. And I just feel so cozy. I feel so cozy and so excited again to be jetting off to see family, because it's just, I'm like ready. I'm ready. I'm wearing a red sweater. I'm ready. But over the past few weeks, what have I been doing? I went to some cool things that I did, and then I'll save the dramatic story. spoiler alert, I saw a robbery occur, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I went to this very cool museum. I'm a big fan of a lot of animated films. I'm a big fan of Hayao Miyazaki films, Studio Ghibli films, and there's a museum here in Los Angeles called the Academy Museum. It's a brand new museum, and it's a museum dedicated to film. So I went to that with a few friends, and the upper level, the last bit of it, is all dedicated to Studio Ghibli at the moment, and it was so freaking cool. Like, the other levels were amazing too. You got to see a lot of famous like costumes, famous props, a lot of film history, famous, like, there were a bunch of awards, little like screenings of films. It was like all just dedicated to the art of film. So as someone who works in that genre, or that medium rather, it was really inspiring, I guess, just to be there and to walk around and to see truly an archive of all of my favorite movies, or of all of the greatest movies of all time. And then like next to it, so like, for example, I saw, I mean, you could name any movie, but like the one that came to mind is they had like a clip from Interstellar, and they had like how they made the soundtrack. And then next to it, they had the space suit from the movie. And I'm like, oh, that's so fucking cool. I love that so much. Or they had like Dorothy's red slippers. They had a few Star Wars characters, you know, in glass boxes and everything. So it was amazing. But like my favorite part, the part all of my friends and I were looking forward to the most, was the Hayao Miyazaki section at the top, where you got to go through the history of Studio Ghibli films, you know, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo, My Neighbor Totoro, like the whole deal. And it was so magical. It was so magical. Oh my God, it was so fun. They were like, they had all, like, how everything was made. They had drawings before it was turned into a film. They had little post, like old vintage posters. It was just so fucking cool. And that was so nice. That I feel like that moment was my pivot into, okay, I am comforted by the end of this year. This is the turning point. I'm ready for a new year. Like, that was my pivoting point of, okay, I feel great. The year is wrapping up. From this point on, I'm ready just to like wind down and relax my way into the new year. So that was absolutely wonderful. And then aside from that, it's just been me hosting a bunch of friends. I've had, like I said in the last one, for Thanksgiving, we had a bunch of friends come over from the UK, and they've been here the whole time. So like every other night, we've been trying to go do fun, exciting things, show them around the city, go out and have some, you know, pretty good food. And yeah, and just like, I don't know, just like, yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where you forget what's in your backyard. And when a new person comes to your city, you have to remind yourself of like the really cool, unique things about it. Something that may seem seemingly normal to you, you have to now remember that to that person, it's exceptional. So we've been doing that with our friends, and that's been really exciting. I coincidentally had a couple other friends in town too, so it's been just like, I've never been this social in the last like 2 years. Like these last 2 weeks, I've been the most social I've been in 2 years because of COVID, and I'm fucking tired. I'm so fucking tired. I'm not used to, the last 2 years has conditioned me to like not having much spontaneity, and having different groups of friends all visiting at the same time has been really weird. Like every day and every night, there's an option to do something new, fun, and exciting if we want. And some nights I just want to fucking stay in. Some nights I just need to like be by myself. But for the past couple of weeks, we haven't had time to do that because obviously they're only visiting for a short period of time. So it's been like so interesting. I haven't had that happen in a while. So it's been interesting to push my introverted ways and get out of my comfort zone. And it like made me, I guess it made me start thinking about my goals for the next year too. I always love to do like a less of like a New Year's resolution and more of just like, what do I want to improve on next year? Who do I want to be next year? What are some goals, I guess? Yeah, some resolutions. Fine, it's a New Year's resolution. Fine. That I want to participate in, to change, to activate next year. And that was one of them. I'm like, I need to be better at being spontaneous. I need to be better at just pushing myself out of my comfort zones. And I think I'm going to try to work on that next year. Because I had this thing, I've been on a lot of podcasts recently, which I think I'm going to link all the podcasts I've been on in the last 2 months below, or as many as I can, because I've been on like a dozen plus, somewhere between like 10 and 20. So if you need some content and you like me, then I have hours of content for you. So I'll link those below. Go give them a listen. Go give them a, show them some love, because everyone I've been on has been so nice. But on a few of them, I always work through things and I always say things out loud for the first time. And like one of them was one of the things I wrote about, and one of the things, again, leading to me wanting to be a more extroverted or more uncomfortable, was me talking about how at a certain point in the last few years, I stopped identifying as like blank type of person and started identifying as a person with blank. So I'm not an introverted person. I'm a person with introverted tendencies. You know, I'm not an anxious person. I'm a person that sometimes is anxious. So putting my personhood first, putting myself before these things that I feel like don't need to be my full identity. And that's kind of what I want to work on next year as well, is just reminding myself of my personhood before defining myself with something that isn't permanent necessarily. Because I think people get kind of caught up in that a lot of the times, is just pigeonholing themselves and like I am, like one of the things I talk about on the podcast, on a lot of these podcasts and in my book, which by the way, my book, and my publisher will love this. My book is a great gift. If you need a last minute gift, go click the link down below. Go pick up a copy of my book. You can get it within 24 hours. It ships very quickly. It's a great last minute gift for anyone who loves poetry, photography, and writing. Ding, ding, ding. Plug, plug, plug. Ding, jingle all the way. Order my book for the holidays. Thank you. One of the things that I talk about in there is how I stopped identifying as a depressed person, and I started identifying with a person who has had depression, because the goal of self-improvement is to like semi-eliminate that part of me. You know, it's not that easy for some people. It's different for some people, but like my goal is to not have depression. My goal is to not be anxious. My goal is to not be isolated and introverted. So I never want to like say that that's a permanent part of me, because I don't fucking want it to be. So I think the first step in that is allowing yourself to at least try to separate from it. It obviously it might not be that easy. It might not be even possible, but I think it's a mind over matter thing. It's a mind over matter thing. My friend Arden and I were talking about, we both had listened to an Ali Ward Ologies episode about pain, the study and the science of pain. And I found it so fascinating because it reminded me how much goes on in our lives that we have full control over. Meaning that if you stub your toe, there's a certain threshold of pain that is obviously there. Like it hurts to stub your toe, but that pain can be significantly increased if you're having a really bad day and you stub your toe and you're already in the mental state of like, I had such a bad day. Oh, my toe. Oh, my God. The whole day is ruined. And it makes it feel even worse because of how you already perceived yourself before stubbing your toe. So the podcast was super interesting because it was talking about how you can change your mindset to a certain extent of how you experience things. Like if you stub your toe and immediately after you feel like the real pain, you switch your mindset of like, I stubbed my toe and it hurt and I'm not going to think about it, I'm going to move on. There's a good chance that it will stop hurting because you're not dwelling on it. There's like real science behind this of if you train your brain to not feel certain things, there is a good chance it won't feel them. Obviously, there's tons of caveats to that. That's not for everything and for everyone, but for a lot of things, I believe it's mind over matter. I believe that if you don't want to feel it and you train yourself and you practice, you might not. So it's just a fun thing we've been talking about lately. Christ. Moving forward, everything else that I've done this week, it's been like me preparing for the holidays, me trying to get some gifts for some people and just giving up on others. I hate giving gifts, or I hate giving gifts on scheduled days. I like giving gifts spontaneously, but I hate giving, like being like, okay, it's that time of year. Got to get a gift for everyone. Oh my God, it's got to be special. It's so stressful to me and I'm really bad at it, but I try my best. But the ones that I found easiest were, they're actually right behind me. I got gifts for like my mailman. I got gifts for, I have someone who helps with like my garden around my house. Like he like cleans the leaves around my house. And people like that, I feel like are often forgotten, or like your doctor, your favorite barista that you see every week. Like people like that are often forgotten, but I always try to remember like those people are super important in my life. Like they are existing in my life every single day, and they may not be like my best friend or my family, but they too deserve some you know, holiday love or some like end of year cheer. So I got a few gifts for people like that in my life because I think they're sometimes a little bit underappreciated or almost like forgotten about around this time. So I got gifts like that. Highly recommend it. And the other thing, which I'll probably end up doing for my family as well, is that if you don't have gifts for people, this is a little thing that I learned. It's almost like a little life hack, if you will. If you don't got gifts for people, but you want to get gifts for people, get them the gift of charity. Pick a charity. Check them on like those charity websites to make sure the money's actually going to the whatever the cause is. Pick a charity. If you have like a brother who's into sustainability, give something to like a reforestation charity. If you have like a sister who's into culinary school, these are all just hypotheticals. Give something to like Feed America, where you're picking a charity for the person and their specific interests, and then the gift you give them is really a gift for someone else, but it's in the realm of their interest, so it is thoughtful in more than one way. Everyone wins. Everyone feels good about that. I highly recommend it. I do that with my family a lot, and a lot of us do it with each other a lot. In that we just give gifts to charity versus giving gifts to each other. Because, like, I don't know what I would want as a gift, physical items. I don't know what to get people other than, like, a bottle of wine or a dinner or a snack. Like, I just don't know. I don't know what to get people. So I always find that that's a good one if you need a last-minute Christmas or any sort of holiday gift, I guess. And I will be doing that once I hang up my coat, wrap my scarf around it, and say bye-bye to this podcast. I will be finishing those out before I leave for the holidays. Let's end with like a fun little story, because we're going to keep this one pretty brief. Again, we're just wrapping down. We're relaxing. It's fine. Relax. I've never met relaxation, but I'm telling you to do it. I'm a hypocrite. This is hypocritical. Drama outside. I don't know if you heard that. I just heard. Whoa, there's actually been a lot of drama in LA, and I'm afraid to look into it. They've been saying, actually, this is a perfect segue. there have been a lot of crimes happening in Los Angeles, which has kept me sleeping with one eye open. And normally I do that, so it's just a little bit wider. It's been a lot of like random crimes. They're saying like not to go out for walks and stuff because people are getting robbed. And every other day I'll see an Instagram story of like, my house got broken into. My neighbor was held at gunpoint. And I think, why the fuck do I live in the city? So my participation within that cycle is that I was on the phone the other day, walking to get groceries, I believe, talking on the phone with my brother, picked up the groceries, was walking away from the grocery store on the phone, you know, just like walking down the street, blah, 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 talking, kind of distracted. And I was walking by one of those, I don't even remember like which one it was, but it was like a dollar store, a 99 cent store, one of, you know, those stores. There's like so many different names for them. I can't even tell you which one it was. Walking by one of those, and I'm walking, talking on the phone, and all of a sudden, to my left from the store, out of like an unmarked exit, the door bursts open, and then the alarm goes off. And some dude with a box of things just walks right in front of me on the phone, still talking to my brother, smiles at me, and just walks across the very busy street and walks into an alleyway and disappears into the fucking shadows. And I one, kept walking forward, talking to my brother, turning back around, like looking as if like, is anyone going to do anything about this? Did anyone else see that? Is what my brain is inferring actually happening right now? Did I just witness a robbery, or am I overthinking this? And to this day, I don't know. I kept walking down the street. I kept looking back. No one else went to that door. No employee at that store apparently cared, which honestly, can't blame you. The dude disappeared. And I thought, yeah, probably a robbery. And that's the last time I left my house. I'm kidding. So that's a little taste of LA right now. It's fucking weird. I was like, I can't believe I'm not seeing anybody react to this. The drivers in which he was walking in front of, no one cared. The store itself, no one cared. Me, myself, I didn't even really care. I'm like, wow, that's happening. What am I supposed to do about it? I'm not going to call the police, that's for damn sure. Don't think that that's a good idea, getting them involved in anything. I'll just pretend I didn't see it. And here I am, making it public. Christ. I don't know. If I would have seen like people run after the person, I would have been like, okay, it was probably what I think it was. But I didn't see anyone run after the person. It honestly just like could have been a figment of my imagination how little the world reacted to that moment. But I just kept walking and thought, yep. Then I started reading the headlines of like everywhere's getting robbed and like, okay, yep, this all seems to be in line. Why did I include this in the chill, cheery episode? Who knows? Who knows? I had to get a little dose of chaos into there just for the last one. But that's really all I got. I'm so excited to log out and just like chill. And this will be back in about 2 weeks. I think the first Tuesday in January, I'm going to bring back for season two. I said I wouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it for everyone listening. I think I'm going to make some changes. I think I'm going to switch things up, potentially the setting, potentially the format, potentially. Who knows? Maybe even the name. Who knows? Kind of want to add some segments into this and make it a little bit more of a professional thing. 17 episodes. I feel like I got it under wraps, but I want to push myself a little bit more. So if you have any suggestions, segments you want to see, topics you want me to talk about, whatever, leave in the comments down below. I do want to say a very, very big thank you to everyone who has listened over the past, what has it been? August, September, October, November, almost half a year. It's been 5 full months, hasn't it? That's amazing. 17 episodes, 5 full months. hours of content, almost a full day of content. Wow. It's like a half a day. You could, if you started listening to episode one up until now, it would get you from darkness to darkness if you started really early in the morning. That's pretty cool. It's pretty tight. It's a metaphor in there for sure. My Spotify Wrapped said that we had 61 different countries listening. So hello to a large portion of the world. It's a large portion. That's like over 20. Is that like 25% of countries? I'm not going to do that math. Somebody else do that math. That's a lot of countries. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for always engaging. If you're watching it on a video platform, hi, definitely. Thanks for all your comments you've left. Thank you for all the likes you've left. Thank you for all the reviews you've left. Everything has just been so fun. And I'm excited to do version two of this. We'll call it season two and see where next year takes us, because this was like a fun little thing I tried this year and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. So next year, it'll be back. Season two, better than ever. I'm very excited for that. Honestly, I don't even think there's not much I want to recommend. I definitely recommend you go watch a Hayao Miyazaki film this Christmas. I think those are so lovely. So go watch that. It's very peaceful. Perhaps Howl's Moving Castle. I watched My Neighbor Totoro with friends the other night. Very great. Very great. I'm losing my voice already. You can maybe go listen to Dealer by Lana Del Rey. I was listening to that in the car last night. It was really... It was a little moody, not really Christmassy. Go listen to like an Ariana Grande Christmas song. How about that? There we go. A little more cheery. But yeah, thank you again. I deeply appreciate you. Hope you have the best holidays. Hope you have a lovely time, a safe time. For anyone that has a rough time during the holidays, I'm sending you a lot of love and a lot of warmth. And it's gonna be okay. And next year's going to be, you know, even better. That's what I'm telling myself. Next year's going to be good. Next year's going to be a little more normal, a little bit better. Well, I hope everyone is safe, happy, and well. I hope you are vaccinated. And if not, definitely get vaccinated. Get your boosters, folks. Get a full night's rest. 8 hours, delicious, delicious sleep. Drink a chill glass of H2O. And I'll see you next year. Bye.